Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with completely over the top,
American Leak Detection,
the host and star of the Snake Pit.
All right, live from Fan and Tree Farm for their big Arbor Day sale, where the big party is going on. Lots of barbecue out here, and beer, and food, and drink, and all that good stuff. Come hang with us. Come get you a tree out here at Fannin, in between Custer and Independence off the Sam Rayburn Tollway. So we had a one-day vacation last week, and I found myself sitting there reading article on our vacation.
Oh.
Not book, magazine.
Oh, we'll take what we can get.
Yeah, yeah. I like magazine more than book. And one of the magazines that I read is Outside Magazine, and they were talking about...
What?
Or Outside Lands or something.
There's a magazine called Outside Magazine. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Out.
That, too. I read both of those. And there was an article talking about Montana. And in particular, the effects that the TV show Yellowstone has had on Montana.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I am not a P1 of Yellowstone, but I'm also not an idiot. I know exactly what the show was all about and who's in it and the incredible shots they get of the picturesque landscape that is Montana and Bozeman and all that. And what it's actually done. Now, I'm going to take you back to, I believe, I don't know what season this was, but it is a speech that Kevin Costner's character gave when he was elected governor of Montana. Okay? So here we go.
Question we all have to answer, the one that I will look to every day, is what will Montana look like in 100 years? Much of that is dictated by the way the world sees us today. Right now, we are seen as the rich man's plaything. We are New York's novelty and California's toy. Not anymore.
Well, how life imitates art.
I know. It is ironic because the show and all the prequels are basically man against the land and then man who wants to preserve the land against men who want to exploit the land.
Yeah, against city folk.
Right. And unfortunately, what he just described is happening in droves.
Because of the show.
Because of the show. For no other reason, people are moving to Montana, and it is the rich of the rich, no matter where you are, whether you're a Dallasite, whether you're from Atlanta, it doesn't matter. They're not picky about it. They want the land in Montana, and they want to be part of this Yellowstone phenomenon. And
I'm just finding out he became governor. Must have been season five, huh?
Well, I think he was killed off, or didn't he? Spoiler alert. When did he die?
Mid-season seven, because he didn't come back for the second half of season seven.
I've missed that many seasons? Wow. I made four seasons. I thought that was very, very commendable of me to make it that far.
So between 2019 and 2024, which is the show, Montana's median home price has gone up by 85%, which is more than any other state. Montana, for God's sakes. It is a desolate, remote state that is sparsely populated.
Not anymore.
I know. And out-of-state investors are starting to buy public and private lands to develop it into gated communities, which is, again, exactly what this family, fictional family, is supposedly protecting their land from. There was a bit on there where, I guess on the show, they were talking about putting this airport outside of Bozeman and all these things around it.
Yeah, so you could fly directly into the ski resort that they were going to build.
Yeah, well,
is this the Native American ski resort?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Or they were going to build a casino at the foot of the ski resort.
Well, the then mayor
and
the city council and all of that, the actual mayor and actual city council members, they start fielding thousands and thousands of phone calls and emails and letters sent to them like, I can't believe you're allowing this to happen. They're building an airport. And they're like, bro, this is a TV show. We're not doing anything. We're sitting on our asses. So
collecting cash.
So one of the things, well, that's the problem though. So this is how, this is from a woman who has lived in Bozeman for a long time. This is how Bozeman itself has changed.
A few years ago, around when the show began first coming out, Bozeman felt like it really started changing. It became a destination for rich out-of-staters. Home prices nearly doubled, and anecdotally, real estate agents were leaning on Yellowstone's appeal. I mean, they referenced the show in their listings. All these ranches got subdivided. People started building McMansions.
Things are more expensive. Small businesses are being priced out of their leases on Main Street. The local businesses and restaurants that I went to a decade ago, a lot of them are gone. They've been replaced by pop-up stores, and there's these national brands. There's Athleta, there's Lululemon, there's a backcountry.com store. Also, people can't afford to live in Bozeman, and so there are fewer and fewer people to work at the lower-paying jobs.
So now, out there in that area, you've got home prices that are absolutely untenable for the people that actually live there. It's all for the people that want to live there now, and they want to buy a piece of this land. Unfortunately, what they don't realize is that this land that you see, the images that you see on the TV show, and again, I don't watch the show, you guys did or have, I find this fact to be absolutely insane, that they leave out this little nugget of Montana.
So Yellowstone shoots May through October, and unless you're getting B-roll from somewhere else, which they wouldn't use because it's not seasonally appropriate for the show, they're only showing it looking really nice, and sometimes the cottonwoods and aspens are changing, and they're yellow, and it's still really sunny, and everybody's wearing just like these very nicely fitted Carhartt-style jackets. No one's dressed like a miserable snowman, and it's never negative 15 degrees with snow blowing sideways, and you're never walking through layers of crusty ice and punching through onto the slush and sleet below, and you're horses never getting giant snowballs stuck under their feet and like clogging up their shoes. So it just looks a lot friendlier of an environment than it actually is. Or that gives off
Montana,
this vibe that people want.
Montana is the worst. You talk about like Wisconsin winters? Come on. Montana winters, and again, they shoot that show from May to October. Do you guys ever remember seeing wintertime on the show?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know how
so,
weird
no.
that is?
It's quite weird.
I've never heard one person talk about this before. Montana and Wyoming are, okay, The Last of Us. What they're going through right now in their wintertime, again, it's zombie-based, but you see what winter...
Yeah, a blizzard.
You see what
like,
winter
have you ever
is.
Part of a zombie winter?
All right, then you're really screwed.
That's double bad.
But Montana is damn near unlivable for 8 months out of the year, and they film and shoot and show, this is the best time
Look
ever.
Look at how lush and green it is.
Right, and these picturesque landscape with just the little snow-capped tops of the mountains. That's all you see, and you're like, I want a piece of that. Well, now you have these high-income refugees moving into town, and a lot of these people, they have so much money, they're also super conservative, and they don't really care about the land as much. They want to buy the land, but they also want to do whatever they want to do to the land. And so then the end result of that is that what you see right now, National Park Services, you're slashing jobs. There's a plan to sell public lands to meet federal budget shortfalls, but then you liquidate all that, but you can do whatever you want to the land. Now the animals are starting to suffer. The elk population is going down. And this is literally over the last 6 years solely based on the television show, which is trying to stop all of this. The entire ethos of the show is now happening to the state.
Yeah, the irony of ironies is, you know, your favorite character, Beth. One of her pastimes, one of the things that she would always do when she needed to cheer herself up is she would go to the bar at the resort, and then she would psychoanalyze the L.A. douche bro wearing his Carhartt jacket and playing Montana. Like, she would immediately see through him, like, this is a tourist, and then she would break down, like, you know, you're on your second marriage, you're a finance bro, you drive this, you do this, and, like, just totally breaks them down to the point where they just slink off Like, who is this bitch?
And now, yeah, and you're right. And now Taylor Sheridan is being asked by the people that actually run Montana and are incredibly concerned about the wildlife there and the land and everything else. They want Taylor Sheridan to do something. Like, can you sit down with us for an hour and then put it out on YouTube or something? Can you tell these people, A, what they're getting into when it comes to winter?
Yeah, stop masquerading as a conservationist.
When, yes.
When you are pimping this area out for your own massive gains. Like, how rich has Tyler Sheridan become over the last 6 years?
He's got to be one of the richest people in all of Hollywood, and it's probably not even close. At least based on monies that he's made over the last 6 or 7 years off all the spinoff shows, off everything that he's done.
And I agree that wanting him to walk the walk a little bit and help mitigate all these problems that he's helped create.
Yeah. And, you know, the national parks, too, that the, you know, the issues that we may be starting to have with the national parks, I'm telling you, the best trip I've ever taken in the United States was to Yellowstone. It is, I cannot recommend it highly enough to take your family, to take your kids.
Or the park?
No, not the ranch.
The park.
Park. The theme park. Yeah, the roller coaster on Old Faithful. Yeah, man, the park itself is jaw-dropping. It's so enormous and so beautiful, and it kind of embodies everything that you would think about the American West and America in general. And for something to happen to that based on a TV show and just based on people flooding the area, they said a lot of the same stuff happened when A River Runs Through It came out, the Brad Pitt movie in the early 90s.
100%.
That people fell in love with that, but they really didn't.
Fly fishing.
Yes, fly fishing. They really didn't know anything about the land or anything, but they wanted a piece of it.
We're all going to be fly fishers now.
Yeah, everyone, the whole United States, the industry is going to be based on fly fishing.
That's a real thing.
But, I mean, I don't remember a show having this type of impact on a certain region before. Most of it's kind of laughable. The people in Minnesota laugh at Fargo. They're like, this is stupid, the accents are ridiculous, but it's a TV show and we get it. Well, I mean, guess what? Nobody wants to move up there.
In the 80s, Dallas got a lot of people to move here.
I was going to ask that. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Is that true?
I think it helped.
But, again, to where? Because that show is so stupid.
Yeah, Dave.
Nobody, if you're moving for that, that doesn't even exist. Right?
Right.
That lifestyle is a farce.
Yeah, well, there's a very small percentage of actual oil men in DFW
that live on a ranch outside of town.
Right.
Live here.
They mostly chase cuties in their Cadillac.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming. But dude, it's a really fascinating look at what a TV show has done to a state and how fearful the residents are that they're all being squeezed out and that all these rich people just want a piece of the action. They just want to live like the Duttons live. And yet they don't even know there's a winter there.
Now, I want to say before we wrap this up, I'm under some level of ridicule for not defending the Wisconsin-Minnesota versus Montana winter discussion. I let it go.
Okay.
Out of support for Snake Pit. I don't know that I agree with you, but everyone needs to calm down. We're not going to get into a big fight on which state has the toughest winters. I do think Minnesota can hold its own with Montana.
Okay.
But Montana, quite brisk.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Not a resort city in the winter.
No.
Or a state.
No, not at all.